Louis Black, October 23rd at the Fillmore Silver Spring. Can't wait to see you in Washington, D.C. This is your hometown, right?
Silver Spring, born and raised.
Really?
Literally.
And now it's just a completely different story here in the Washington, D.C. area. Budget deficits and debt crises and all this. Is there really anyone to blame?
I think you have to say, I mean, and I rarely do this because it's both sides most of the time. I mean, if you have to blame, you have to blame the Democrats for not doing what they were supposed to have done while they were in charge. And they, you know, you have to dictate what the discussion is.
Yeah.
And allow what's literally a small percentage of the United States who believe that the tea shouldn't be taxed to run the discussion. And I don't care what they say. I don't care what the Republicans think. At this point in time, given every possible fact that sits in front of them, to not tax certain corporations and the rich is beyond comprehension. That you have seem to have convinced a bunch of people who don't have a pot to take a pee in that they shouldn't tax rich people? Are you kidding me? They're rich. If you tax them, they're going to wake up the next day and they're still going to be rich.
Yeah, but there are those who say that, you know, that's just a drop in the bucket, that we are so far in debt that if you just tax everybody in the United States, 50% of what they earn, that's still a drop in the bucket. We're so
I don't care.
Upside down.
We need the drop, and it's enough is enough, okay?
Yeah.
You can't not tax people for 12 years and then say, well, it would have mattered. It matters over time.
Yeah.
What planet are they on? Some group of jackasses who tell poor people that, you know, you should put a little money aside?
Right.
Idiots.
Yeah. Do you think the politicians inside the Beltway have any clue what it's like outside of their little bubble?
No, I don't. No, and I lived there for a long time, and I have to say, all I've watched since I've left, and I'm glad, since I can't live there, because I would be running around the Congress and the White House on all fours, barking like a dog.
Yeah.
I think they're completely in a bubble. I think they have no idea what's going on outside.
Yeah.
And the real concern is unemployment. And both parties ignore it, have ignored it completely. They keep saying, well, you know, if we tax corporations, we tax rich people, you're not going to create jobs. You haven't created jobs in 2 years not taxing people.
Yeah.
Okay? So you live in a myth, and your myth doesn't work, and somebody's got to get people back to work. Because you're talking about a huge drag on the economy, you idiots.
Yes.
And it's people. It's not your kind of dizzy thought about your next, whether you're going to get elected in your next cycle.
Yeah.
And you're not giving nothing up. You retire and you've got a benefit plan that's beyond belief.
Yeah.
And even when they talk about the auto industry, look, you know, I don't care. Agree, disagree, call it whatever. Socialism, yada, yada. The fact is, it kept people working. So, there is a complete lack of any consideration for the fact that, the only time we're all Americans is when you've got a soccer match or there's a catastrophe or a war. And the rest of the time, well, we're all Americans except you guys because you're not employed.
Oh, exactly.
We show no consideration or concern for our fellow men. I mean, I think Jesus would be appalled, and I'm Jewish.
Yes.